Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Anita. How can I assist you?
What did you say? I can't really understand you.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Anita. How can I assist you?
Well, I was charged $92.90 back on April 26th, and I don't know what it was for. I didn't order anything that I know of. And I'd like my money back.
Yes, ma'am. Can I have your zip code, please?
49006.
First and last name.
Thema, F as in Frank, A-Y, M as in Mary, A. Matthews, M-A-T-H-E-W-S.
Okay, let's see. For security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
Say that again.
For security purposes, may you verify the shipping address on the account?
1607 Jefferson Avenue, Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Yes, ma'am. So it looks like on April the 6th, it's when you place your order for $6.70. And also on...
What was it for?
Let's see. So, yes, ma'am. It was for the... Elevair, the eye serum, and the facial moisturizer, which is used to decrease any fine lines and wrinkles. It was two products, a moisturizer and an eye serum, were $7.45 and $6.70. They were shipped out on March the 7th. Looks like you're out of your trial, and you did agree to the terms and conditions, so they have enrolled you in the auto shipment program. And place you on a monthly reoccurring charge
fee. No, I didn't have. It was supposed to only be a one-time thing. I never had anything saying that it was different.
Yes, ma'am. Well, it was located in the terms and conditions. Did you look over them by chance?
I didn't even see any.
Yes, ma'am. It was near the shipping and handling information.
I didn't see a thing. What was the name of the product?
Elevair.
All right.
Yes,
that was
if you
supposed
want,
to just be a one-time. That was just supposed to be a one-time thing. I didn't want more than to try it.
Have you tried the product, ma'am?
Not yet.
If you want, we can place you on the 60-day hold and allow you 2 months free of charge to try the product before canceling so early. That
no,
way you won't be charged at all. You'll be placed on a pause.
No, just make sure it's canceled. I don't want any more. Because it's pretty much a scam. And if I don't get my money back, I'll report you to the Better Business Bureau. They took another one out the same day, too, for $91.89. And I don't know what that's for either.
Well, ma'am, I can guarantee you a refund about 35%.
Now, I want the whole part back.
Yes, ma'am. Well, unfortunately, the company does have a strict policy on a full refund return once you agree to the terms and conditions stating that you will be charged after the first 14 days.
Nothing was said in there.
Yes, ma'am.
No, ma'am. There was nothing mentioned there.
So would you like for me to apply the 35% refund, or I can try to see if they issue you a higher refund amount, but I'm not sure that they will guarantee 100%.
Well, they should, because I didn't sign up for anything other than that $7.95. That was it. I didn't want more. I just wanted to try it. And I didn't want any more. I just wanted to try it. That's how you presented it. It wasn't presented that you're going to have to, in 14 days, that you have to tell us that you want to have more.
Yes, ma'am.
That should be more right up front as you're explaining it. But you just want people to go ahead and order it, and then you want to slam them with this higher charge. Well, that's ridiculous. That's really a scam.
I'm not sure about a scam, ma'am, but it was stated there.
Nope.
Maybe you could have looked over the terms and agreements or the terms and conditions.
No, I didn't.
It was there, ma'am.
There was nothing there that said you had to do that.
If you want, I can speak with the supervisor to issue you a higher refund amount, but again, I'm not sure that they would guarantee a full 100%.
They should, because I didn't want any more, and I didn't get any more, so I
yes, ma'am. This is
want
not
my
for
money
product.
Back.
This is for the product that you've already received.
And I paid the $7.95, so that should be all I have to pay, because that's how it was presented. You didn't say, well, if you don't do something in 14 days, we're going to send you a great big bill. And I think that is just, it's a scam is what it is. And if I don't get my money back, then I'll have to report you to the Better Business and see if they can take care of it.
Yes, ma'am. How does the 50% refund sound?
How about 100% refund?
I'll have to speak with the supervisor, ma'am.
Well, you check it and you send me a check.
Ma'am? Yeah.
You have my telephone number. You can call me back.
Yes, ma'am. It only takes just a moment. Would you mind holding, please?
Sure, I'll hold.
Hello, Ms. Matthews?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I was able to issue a 75% refund on both of those charges for you.
I need 100% back. You really screwed up my life by taking it. If you're going to do something like that, you better call them ahead of time and let them know what's going to happen. If you don't, cancel immediately, which is stupid. Because you can't try something in 14 days and make sure that it's good in the first place. But you didn't really have anything on there saying that you had to do that. And I no, I didn't. Because it should have been right up front. It should have been in big letters saying that so that everybody could know that you're going to throw a big price on that afterwards.
Well, Ms. Matthews, if you want, I can refund for you. I do apologize for the inconvenience that it might have caused on you today. If you allow me just a moment, okay?
All right. My debit card is closed.
Oh, that's right.
I'm not giving them any other numbers. Mm-hmm. I just want to check back.
And I'll get it tested in 7 days. And today, and I'll turn it on and then I'll get it tested. We got one. We got two more out from here. Lexington, man. That is not much better than
yes,
that.
Yes, ma'am. Miss Matthews, just a moment.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What did you order for
So what I had to do this time, Ms. Matthews, is transfer your call over because for some reason it won't process the refund.
Just send me a check.
Well, ma'am,
I had to cancel my debit card. Cancel my debit card because you took that without my authorization.
Yes, ma'am. Well,
just send me a check. You can send me a check.
Ms. Matthews, I'm unable to do that. My supervisor will have to, so I'll be transferring your call now. Okay?
All right.
Thank you so much for calling customer service. Enjoy your day.
Mm-hmm.